This is Trivia Friday. The number to call with your question or your answer to a question is 888-589-8840.
A pet swan named Pooh.
Yeah.
Now, that's remarkable.
Get out of here.
Wait, a chicken has an earlobe?
The color of the earlobe?
Well, how else are they going to wear earrings?
That's why, you know, you never saw Dick Clark and Fidel Castro at the same time either. Good morning, everybody, and welcome to Trivia Friday here on American Family Radio. I'm Tim Wildman. I am on this show occasionally. Good morning, Ed Battagliano.
Hey, good morning.
Morning, J.J. Jasper.
Good morning.
No, it just so happened I had to be out a couple weeks in a row and missed being on with you guys.
And we missed having you.
Who came over and did the show?
They went to the Memphis Zoo. They got somebody. They said, what's going to be an appropriate replacement?
An orangutan killing
for me? I want to distance myself from that comment.
Yeah, an orangutan.
No, we had a couple of good ones. Kendra and Jim Stanley.
All right.
They did a great job.
I want to thank them. Well, it's Trivia Friday here on American Family Radio. We're going to ask trivia questions and let you call in and ask trivia questions as well. It's going to be a lot of fun, a lot of learning going on here. On American Family Radio. Let's see if I can remember the ground rules. Yes, if you haven't called, if you have called and gotten on the air with us in the last 4 weeks during this show, please don't call. We have a four-week waiting period between calls to get on the air with us so as many new people can get on as possible. And we also have a mystery question, right, Ed?
We do. One of the three questions that we ask each. So total of 9 questions. One of them is a mystery question, and if you answer it correctly, you hear this sound. And for Tim and for JJ, that's the beloved cowbell.
Beloved cowbell.
It's just the tolerable cowbell. Not crazy about the cowbell sound.
More cowbell.
Got that more. And so what that means is you win a free Learning University Trivia Friday t-shirt. If you are watching this show online, and you can do that at Facebook or YouTube, you just search for Today's Issues. You can watch online. You'll see us at this point holding up these fine T-shirts.
They're dancing T-shirts, too.
They are dancing T-shirts. And so you'll win one of these for free. We'll send it to you. We don't even charge you shipping and handling.
I like your win one for free as opposed to winning one we charge you for. Okay, so anyway, good deal. We have Trivia Friday t-shirts. If you want to watch the show, you can go to Facebook or YouTube, type in Today's Issues, and you can join us right here in the studio as we have today.
And you can watch it for free.
Yes, you can.
Yeah.
Was there anything else we needed to take
care
of?
You need to give the phone number out.
Oh,
would you like me to do that?
Give me the, there you go, right
all
there.
All right, I got 888-589-8840 is the number to call if you want to get on this here show. That number again is 888-589-8840. And by the way, that is a free call.
Okay.
We're all about free today.
We're about free stuff. We're like the Democrats right here, buddy. We're gonna give you a bunch of free stuff.
That's
as
right.
long as you vote for us. We got a chicken in every pot. We got free
car in every garage.
Free college for everybody.
A t-shirt on every listener.
If you can sneak into our country, we'll pay you health care for the rest of your life.
Free phones.
Uh-huh. Free phones.
Yeah. Free education.
And here at our ministry, we have what we call Obamacorn.
That's right. Popcorn. Free popcorn.
Free popcorn for everybody.
And when Ron Cook normally, he's one of our employees, he normally keeps the popcorn machine, one of those cool popcorn machines like you see at the movie theater, keeps that popcorn filled.
Right.
And when he's not here, boy, you see the entitlement, the rage.
Yes.
You know?
Right.
Where's our popcorn?
Right. Rage. And then despair.
Yes.
Later in the day.
Because they got used to the entitlement.
Yeah. All right. Trivia Friday it is on American Family Radio. We also call this
Learning University.
Learning University is on the air. So, Professor Ed, go ahead with your three questions.
All right, here we go. On a ship, the bathroom is called the head because in olden days, the toilet was at the front of the ship. Is that true or false? Mm. Second question. Haven't done state capitals in a while.
No, we haven't.
What is the state capital of Colorado? What is the state capital of Colorado?
You know, some people say Colorado.
Rado. Colorado?
Colorado.
Colorado.
People, I don't know. Colorado.
Some people say Illinois.
Yeah, they do. Yeah. They do.
All right, third question. Dent, Flint, Pod, and Sweet are varieties of what popular food? Dent, Flint, Pod, and Sweet are varieties of what popular food?
There are three more. You got the Seven Dwarfs right there.
Well, it's been a while since I've eaten a dwarf. But
from Snow White, I'm talking about.
If you're a troll living under a bridge, you might eat a dwarf.
But is that all of them?
That's my three questions.
JJ.
Here's what I've got. First question from the Bible. What did Elisha instruct Naaman to do in order to be healed of his leprosy? What did Elisha instruct Naaman to do in order to be healed of his leprosy? Second question, what three colors does asparagus come in? What three colors does asparagus come
really?
In? Third question, true or false? Eddie Goodell was Major League Baseball's smallest player at 3'7". Mm-hmm. He played for the St. Louis Browns in 1951, and the number on the back of his uniform was 1/8. Is that true or false?
And sadly, he was eaten by a troll.
Yeah. And I'm gonna share that information again.
He later went on to
again.
Appear in the Barnum and Bailey Circus.
Number was 1/8.
Eddie Goodell was Major League Baseball player's smallest player at 3'7".
Ring them, brothers.
He played for the St. Louis Browns in 1951, and the number on the back of his uniform was 1/8. Is that true or false?
That is. Well, I'm just giving you a fist bump because that's one of your most awesome questions.
Is that it?
True,
that's
false.
That's it.
Yeah.
I meant to say Ringling Brothers and Barnum & Bailey Circus. That's what it was called, right?
What did you say?
For years and years.
Originally?
Well, let's see. This cat JD is talking about.
This cat.
This 3'8" guy.
Yeah.
He had a great career in the circus.
Three foot seven. You got him in platform cleats.
After baseball.
All right.
Oh, man, we are not politically correct. So far, we're not politically correct. I'll just tell you that right now. We will be hearing from the American Association of Short People.
Yes.
Here we go with my questions. Number one, what is a group of butterflies called? JJ said, what'd you say, JJ?
I'll tell you what you don't want to do is take a stick and knock down a hive of them. You get a swarm of butterflies after you, it's Katie Bar at the door. Son, you can't run fast enough to get away from their wrath.
Angry butterflies?
A swarm of angry butterflies.
And it's tough if a bunch of them are hanging around on the street corner.
That'd be
corner.
A great name for a heavy metal band.
You got that right.
Swarm of angry butterflies.
Yes. Angry butterflies.
Appearing next. On stage.
Ladies
all right. Here is my. So, what is a group of butterflies called? That's number one.
Okay.
Number two, the Mississippi River. Runs through or along 10 states. What are they?
Wow.
Okay.
So that's. that's true. 10 states?
Yes, that's true.
That's a whole lot of mud.
It touches, the Mississippi River touches, you could say it that way, 10 states. I want to know what they are. Number three, what country accepted 75,000 convicts between 1790 and 1840? There's a country on this globe that we live on, and... they accepted 73,000 convicts between 1790 and 1840, and the government leaders were never drug tested. That's what I find amazing, you know, to accept all these convicts and then be in your right mind.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? So there you go. That is an accurate, true, real question.
Wow.
You're listening to... Trivia Friday here on American Family Radio. Let's get started, Ed.
All right. Why don't we go to Texas? And John is on the line. John, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Hey, guys.
Hey, John.
Howdy, John.
Good morning from Cut and Shoot.
Good morning to you, John. We kind of sometimes assume it's you, but we figure there's more than one John from Texas, so we always wait for you to say you're the John from Cut and Shoot. So, but well,
oh, yeah, and you know this is KAFR country too.
Yeah, is that that's Conroe? Where do you? How far is Cut and Shoot from Conroe?
About 5 miles east.
Okay, I think our tower's in Conroe, I want to say, but I'm not sure.
It is.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, when JJ was here for the Right to Life banquet and all, he's about as far west of Conroe where the banquet was held as we are east of Conroe.
Gotcha.
Okay, that was a great experience. I'll tell you, there is a strong pro-life community in the Conroe-Houston area.
Yeah. Well, good.
It was a packed house, and they super, super Right to Life folks. Hey, John, ask, answer, or do both, sir?
I'd like to do both.
Which one you want to answer?
I want to try the Elijah told Nathan.
Here's the question from the Old Testament. What did Elisha instruct Naaman to do in order to be healed of his leprosy?
He told him to dip in the Jordan River 7 times.
That's right.
Yeah. Good job.
Way to start us out.
Hey, you know, some Bible scholars believe he also said, get away from me. You know, back off. And then he told him to go to that, I think is what.
Okay, I'm not.
You have to read. You have to dig a little deeper than just surface reading it.
Oh, so first he said, get away from me because you have leprosy?
I can't talk to y'all. But, you know, I can't.
2 Kings chapter 5, way to start us out. John, what's your question for us?
Okay, back in February, there was a person that asked y'all a question about sassafras tea and the root beer deal and all that. What I want to know is what do they call powdered sassafras leaves, and what are they used for in cooking?
I know the word suffering is in there somewhere, because you can't really say sassafras without at some point saying suffering sassafras.
I think you're thinking suffering succotash.
Oh, wait, that too.
Daffy Duck.
I need the question again, John. Go ahead real quick.
Okay, back in February, someone called in and wanted to know where root beer came from, and the answer was the roots of the sassafras tree.
True.
What I want to know is, the leaves, when they're dried and powdered, what are they used for in cooking, and what is it called when it's powdered?
Powdered sassafras.
I have no idea, but I am very curious.
Yeah.
Because I'm going to order it the next time we're at... Next time we're at this restaurant.
Listen, we're talking legal stuff here, right?
Right. Okay. Right. Sassafras leaves, dried and...
I know, but you know all that stuff they throw in crystal meth. You never... you know, that could be in there too, you know what I'm saying?
John, go ahead. Tell us.
It's called filet.
Say again?
Filet.
Filet?
Like filet gumbo.
Well, that doesn't really help me.
Filet
gumbo. So what do they use it for?
It's in cooking. It's in lots and lots of Cajun dishes. They just add filet. You know, like some people when they cook things, they'll add cumin and they'll add
basil or something. So they throw filet in there. Interesting.
But it's called filet.
All right. Hey, you learned
something.
There's
also a word used in Psalms. A lot.
Yes.
I think that's Salem.
You ever notice that?
Yes.
Hey, John, have a good weekend. And Selah.
Thank you, brother.
Filet to you.
Was it with an F or an S?
I think it's an S. S-E-L-A-H.
Selah.
Selah. I always pause and do whatever they want me to do before I keep reading the rest of the psalm.
All right. You pause, yeah. All right, Louisiana.
Or crescendo, or whatever the music guy is instructing people to
do. You
do
the crescendo?
Yeah, if he wants me to do a crescendo and then continue reading Psalm 100.
So the crescendo, as you're reading it, you'll say, the Lord is my shepherd. And you kind of, your voice goes up. Yeah, and then Selah.
Selah.
All right.
Selah is a word, seriously used to throughout the psalm.
Right.
What does it mean?
They took that group from that.
Pause and consider or something. Or
is that what it means?
I think it's like pause and it's sort. I think it is a note to the musicians because as they're playing the psalms. And
I thought it sort of meant amen or something like that.
You may be right.
Something affirming what was just heard.
Right.
But anyway. Maybe it's both.
We're going to go now to Louisiana, and Sam is on the program. We're going to ask Sam if he's ever cooked with filet or whatever it was. Sam, welcome to the program.
Good morning.
Did you ever hear of what John was talking about, the dried sassafras leaves?
No, I had filet, but I never cooked with it.
Okay. Oh, you've had it. Okay.
Mm. What you want to tell us about that, Sam? What happened?
Did your experience?
Why?
It was actually pretty good.
What did you?
I think it was a cut of fish. Not the pepper.
Yeah. Okay. Hey, listen. You want to ask, answer, or do both?
I think I do both.
Which one you want to answer?
The baseball player.
It's a true or false question, Sam. Mm-hmm. Here we go. Eddie Goodell was Major League Baseball's smallest player at 3'7". He played for the St. Louis Browns in 1951, and the number on the back of his uniform was 1/8. Is that true or false?
I think it might go with true.
It is 100% true.
Yeah, it is. I remember reading about that guy.
They wanted him to get walked.
To get a walk, and he did get a walk. And there's a lot of backstory here. I got this from my father-in-law, but there's a lot of backstory. They did the contract on him on a Friday, signed him for $15,000, and they knew they wouldn't read all the particulars. So they put him in the game. They snuck him into the stadium, put him into the game. He was the leadoff batter. They knew he would draw a walk. And 3'7". Well, the owner of the team was thinking, boy, I really wouldn't want him to get hurt, get hit in the head with a pitcher or whatever, so he got $1 million life insurance policy out on him.
Yeah.
And then they taught him to crouch down really, really low to really make that strike zone. This is true. So then they had him crouching, but then he was kind of standing up, showing a little swagger. He said, listen, don't you dare think about swinging at a pitch. We got you in there to draw a walk. He said, in fact, I've got $1 million policy on you, which he knew he had. And he said, and I've got a sniper up on the roof. If you even look like you're about to swing at a pitch, he said, I'm going to instruct him to shoot you.
Oh, come on.
Yes, that's the backstory, yes. So he gets in the game. The ump calls the owners, the managers. Hey, there's no way this is right. And he had a copy of the contract. He knew it would be contested. He did draw a walk. He got a standing ovation from the 18,370 fans. He bowed a couple times going to first base. They put in a pinch runner. 2 days later, they revoked his contract. The league people just said,
You can't do this.
You can't do this.
And he says baseball's boring?
But he got in the game, and he
drew a walk.
He drew a walk. Yeah. He only played in one game against the Detroit Tigers.
Yeah, because he would have had to field. There was no DH or anything like that back then, so he would have had to go out in the field if you didn't put a pinch runner on for him.
Yeah. So anyway, that was Cooper Ferris gave me that question. Thanks for that. And hey, you got it right, Sam. What's your question for us?
All right. Who was the first astronaut to go into orbit around the first American astronaut to go into orbit around the Earth?
All right, hang on a second. We're going to just talk amongst ourselves, so don't say yes or no. Wasn't it Alan Shepard?
What did John Glenn do?
See, I'm wondering, John Glenn? Alan Shepard?
John Glenn, he was the first one to orbit the Earth, wasn't he?
Okay, so Sam, what's your question? The first American in space or orbit the Earth?
To orbit.
That's going to be John Glenn.
Is it John Glenn?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
We'll go with
John Glenn.
That is correct.
All right. Way to go. That's the dean of the school.
All right. So what was Alan? Alan Shepard did something. Was he the first American in space?
His first one in space.
Okay.
He had a 3-hour delay in the capsule. Then when he finally gets to launch, he only went up in space about 15 minutes.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's before he had to go through Atlanta.
I know Gus Grissom, I know he prematurely popped the hatch open and got everybody mad at him. He kind of freaked out after they'd gone to all that work and they landed in the water. And then he started getting claustrophobic and popped the hatch.
Are you serious?
Yeah, and ruined all the experiments, got all the salt water in there.
And a lot of people don't know it's because he discovered that there was also a monkey in there with him. Mm. He didn't know that when he went up.
A lot of people don't know he's only 3'8", too.
No, what I'm telling you.
Shortest astronaut ever.
Hey, I'm telling the truth on that, right, Sam? Yeah. Wasn't it Gus that did that, popped the hatch open?
Yeah, I think it was Gus.
Splash down.
Yeah, I think it was Gus.
Yeah, they're still mad at him over that.
Yeah.
So he's somewhere.
He lost his Tang endorsement.
His grandchildren.
Tang.
Great grandchildren. Yeah, Grandpa Gus.
He was an astronaut, but let's talk about this asterisk about his record here in the history books.
All right, brother.
Thanks. Have a good weekend, Sam.
You're listening to Today's Issues on the American Family Radio Network, and we call this Trivia Friday here on AFR. I'm Tim with Ed and JJ. If you want to send us an email, you can go to comments@AFR.net, comments@AFR.net. If you want to watch the show and engage with the other listeners there, go to Facebook or YouTube. I tell you what, let's do... Let's give our questions that have not been answered, and then we shall go to our break and come back. Let me give the phone number again. If you want to call in and be on the show, answer a question, as long as you haven't been on in the last 4 weeks, we welcome your call at this phone number. Ask or answer or both, 888. If you can't remember that, I can't.
We can't make it any easier.
No, I can't help you, really. You need to take a class or something. 888. 589-8840. I kind of come off as a little smarty sometimes, don't I?
No, not at all.
I don't mean to.
No, not at all.
I don't mean to. I know one guy told me one time. He said he was here at Share-a-thon. He said, "I'm just gonna be honest with you. When I first started listening to you, I didn't like you." Yeah.
And he was here at Share-a-thon?
Yeah.
Oh, he learned.
He said,
but
I learned.
He learned to love.
But I learned. It's an acquired taste. Your personality, Tim, is an acquired taste. 888-589-8840. 888-589-8840. All right. Hold off on the break till we get these questions in. Go ahead.
Okay. On a ship, the bathroom is called the head because in olden days, the toilet was at the front of the ship. Is that true or false? Second question, what is the state capital of Colorado? Mm-hmm. Third question. Dent, Flint, Pod, and Sweet are varieties of what popular food?
John, Ringo, and
George,
and Paul.
Here's what I've got. What three colors does asparagus come in? Mm-hmm. What three colors does asparagus come in? Second question, I'll add a new one. We've all played checkers, right? Mm-hmm. How many checkers does each player start a game with? Third question, which notorious U.S. robbers had the surnames Parker and Barrow? Which notorious U.S. robbers had the surnames Parker and Barrow?
Mm-hmm. Law firm. Sounds like a law firm, doesn't it? Huh?
Parker, Barrow, Dent, right. And Flint.
And Flint.
And Flim Flam.
All right, my three questions. The Mississippi River... runs through or
touches
10 states. What are they? Number two, what is a group of butterflies called? And finally, what country accepted 75,000 convicts between 1790 and 1840? So give us a call. Trivia Friday it is. In a couple of minutes. We'll be right back.
on the next Today's Issues.
Walker Wildman is handling our Facebook presence in the world.
Yeah, if you have a Facebook account, just type in Today's Issues in your search bar, and then our page will pop up. And you can watch the show there every day, or you can view all the articles that we talk about.
Right, but you can also be our friend.
Don't miss the next Today's Issues, weekday mornings at 11 Eastern, 10 Central on American Family Radio and on Facebook.
Hello, everyone. I'm Tim Wildman, president of American Family Association and American Family Radio. You know, one of the days that we're in Israel on our March tour, we will be going to Bethlehem. And when we go to Bethlehem, we'll be visiting what's called the Church of the Nativity. And the Church of the Nativity is over the place where Jesus Christ was born. And so we're going to be seeing that very place and experiencing the place where Jesus Christ was born in Bethlehem. And then later, we'll be seeing the shepherd's fields later that same day. So it's going to be a wonderful time. That's just one day in our trip to Israel. For more information on this March 12th through the 20th trip to the Holy Land, go to our website, twholyland.com. That's twholyland.com.
Fox News Commentary with Todd Starnes.
Hello, Americans. Confederate Railroad derailed. That story next.
What do you see for the next generation? Do you see a prospering nation? Do you see hope? The future is ours to create, and Liberty University is driven to train positive influencers for our country and our culture. Our mission is to guide students toward leadership as servants of the people, defenders of freedom, and champions of truth. Discover how you can impact the next generation of Champions for Christ by texting GIVE to 839-858.
I have a new book coming out in September that exposes the left's relentless attacks on American culture. It's called Culture Jihad: How to Stop the Left from Killing a Nation. The culture jihadists are targeting our faith, our families, and our heritage. The latest battleground involves one of my favorite musical groups, Confederate Railroad. The band's name has apparently triggered a bunch of perpetually offended snowflakes. The band's been around for nearly 30 years, but recently they've come under attack by the politically correct mob. Confederate Railroad has been dropped from two state fairs, one in New York, the other Illinois. State leaders feared the band's name might offend people. It's all outrageous nonsense, but Confederate Railroad tells me they don't plan on changing their name. And if people have a problem with that, the band says, don't come to their concerts. I'm Todd Starnes.
That's your Fox News commentary.
Love that show, man.
Carol Burnett.
Yeah, she put her earlobe at the end of every show.
What did that mean? I think that was to signal her mother or grandmother.
Her mom.
That meant when you see me do that, I'm telling you I love you.
Right. Oh, that's cool.
Carol Burnett.
Funny lady.
You know.
She's still alive, isn't she?
Yeah.
I saw her. She did some kind of little thing for, TV Land or something. But they had a little couple of spots from some of the original actors and actresses from the shows they repeat.
Tim Conway just passed, a month ago or so. You know what was great when you hear those kind of songs right there about that? I know every generation has its, things that they enjoy. But that time in America when everybody from coast to coast watched the same shows.
Yeah.
It was just great. I mean, everybody in the country was tuned in to Carol Burnett,
right,
or Ed Sullivan, or Gunsmoke, or whatever the case may be, back when you only had three or four channels.
Right.
And so everybody, you could talk about it.
It was shared experience.
Yeah.
Coast to coast kind of thing.
All right. You're listening to Today's Issues on American Family Radio. Let's get back to our phones on Trivia Friday.
All right. I say we go to Virginia. What do you think about that? Mark is on the line. Mark, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Hello, professors.
Hey, thank you, Mark, for that sign of respect for the combined and pooled wisdom here on this side of the microphone.
Intellectual powerhouse.
Intellectual powerhouses. All right, Mark, do you want to ask, answer, or do both?
Do both, please.
All right, which question do you want to try to answer?
The Mississippi River.
Wow, this All is right. a challenge here.
Here's a question, Mark. The Mississippi River runs through or along 10 states. I want to know what they are.
Okay. Minnesota, Wisconsin, Iowa, Illinois, Missouri, Kentucky, Tennessee, Arkansas, Mississippi, and Louisiana.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes,
sir. The mighty Mississippi is outstanding, Mark.
You took us on a trip.
Yeah. Now, are you like someone who really likes geography and stuff, that, or do you have to look that up or what?
Well, I have the picture of it right in front of
me. Oh,
there you go.
Hey, you know what? The Mississippi River begins in Minnesota.
Yeah.
In the Twin Cities area, I think. But
yeah, it
doesn't it?
It begins in about it starts here about Grand Rapids.
Grand Rapids, Minnesota?
Yes.
Okay, but doesn't it start as like a small stream?
Right.
I'm serious.
What if somebody blocked that up? What are you doing? You're going to mess up barge traffic down here. And
well, but it picks up so many other rivers.
Those beavers stopped up the Mississippi again.
Yeah.
Oh, me. But it does. It begins as a small creek type in Minnesota and then just widens and ends up going into the Gulf of Mexico.
Yeah. Hey, that's pretty cool, Mark. What's your question for us?
Okay, on Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs, which of the dwarfs plays the organ?
Hold
oh,
on.
This
that's
is a great serious.
You know,
serious
I just remember he hated practicing. I just remember, you know, huh?
Right.
I remember reading about that. It was kind of a profile of each one of them, and that was
on the History Channel.
That was,
or something.
Yeah, that was about him, and it was very interesting.
I think I watched that. It was right after Gangsters.
Yeah,
there was
and
a
then
show
they
on
had
Gangsters,
this little, was, they had a feature on some 3'8" baseball player too. So.
So we're all about small people.
Where were
today.
We?
All right. So which one of them played the organ? I don't know.
Did one of them play?
I know
the organ?
Three of them were organ donors, but I don't know if that even. You know, I digress.
So one of them was actually playing with the other one's kidney.
All right, we obviously don't know, Mark. What's the answer?
The answer is Grumpy.
Grumpy. That's why.
That's the person you want on the organ right there. Is Grumpy.
You know,
during church.
Hey, and one of my true or false questions, like a year or so ago, the only time, like the organ player at a Major League baseball game, the umpire was just doing terrible, and everybody knew it. And then the organ player started playing Three Blind Mice, and he threw him out of the game.
I remember that.
He ejected the organ player from the game, and it stood. He had to get up and go, leave the stadium.
Hey, I got one real quick. This happened the other day. The Cincinnati Reds were playing the Pittsburgh Pirates in baseball, professional baseball, and they had a big brawl.
Right.
I mean, big. Lasted about 10 minutes, and they were, you know, fisticuffs and everything like that. Well, while this was going on, the loudspeaker at the ballpark there in Cincinnati was playing "You Lost That Love and Feeling."
No, they were.
You can listen to
no,
it. It's
they
hilarious.
Were not.
Yes.
Well, now, that's why I don't watch baseball, because of the violence. That's
right.
Why I prefer hockey.
I understand.
Yeah.
At least it's fair.
Duly
noted. It's coming.
Duly noted.
So,
all right.
You've lost that love and feeling.
Oh,
that's,
my
that
word.
Is funny.
Hey,
now,
Mark,
were they playing that before the fight?
No. Somebody hit play on that song.
Was quick.
Oh,
witty.
Man, that is quick.
Hey, Mark, have a great weekend. Thank you so much for listening to AFR.
That's a great question. All right. So that's funny. I'm going to go back and watch
that
because of that. That is fast.
But yeah, also, that in that game, what started that fight, there was this relief pitcher for the Cincinnati Reds. And I'm telling you, he got mad at what was going on with the opponent dugout, the Pittsburgh Pirates. He threw his glove down and charged into the dugout.
Wait, the pitcher charged into the dugout.
Nestor's a big dude. He's like 6'8".
Yeah, but you ain't that
I know,
big.
But he's like wanting to take on the whole dugout. It's what it looks like. Watch him. He runs straight. I've never seen it before. I've seen guys get into it out there because somebody hits somebody in the middle of the field.
The bat down,
he throws his glove down and starts charging into the other team's dugout.
Well, now every team in the league is going to know you can set this guy off.
Yeah.
And get him off his game.
Yeah. All right. You're listening to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. Repeating our questions quickly.
All right. On a ship, the bathroom is called the head because in olden days, the toilet was at the front of the ship. In other words, the head of the ship. Is that true or false? Question number two, what is the state capital of Colorado? And question number three, Dent, Flint, Pod, and Sweet are varieties of what popular food?
Here's what I've got. First question, what three colors does asparagus come in? Second question, for all of you checker players.
Wait, hold on. Excuse me. Asparagus has three different colors?
Comes in three different colors.
Huh. Okay.
Yeah.
Never
and
knew that.
Second question for everybody's played checkers, but you and this I didn't know the answer until I saw this. I haven't really thought to count them, I don't guess. How many checkers does each player start the game with? Third question, which notorious U.S. robbers had the surnames Parker and Barrow?
All right, here are my three questions. What is a group of butterflies called? You know,
a friendly group of butterflies.
Yeah. You go over to your window, it looks into your backyard, you pull the blinds and the curtains back, and life becomes real to you. And you call your wife over, and you say, honey, look back there. There's a blank of butterflies.
Right.
Gathered.
Migrating.
Here. Migrating.
And there's a difference. Now, we would just say there's a difference between country butterflies and city butterflies. You don't want to cross a group of butterflies smoking on the corner down in New York City.
No.
All wearing leather jackets and stuff like that. You can get in big trouble.
That's true, Ed.
I tried that joke earlier.
Nobody laughed. I'm just glad you clarified for us.
Yep.
What is a group of butterflies called? Number two, what country accepted 75,000 convicts between the year 1790 rather, and 1840? There's a 50-year span there. This country.
I think I know the answer.
And the country is... Everybody knows this country. It's not some obscure country.
And this is why you shouldn't play poker, because that's what happened. That country lost the big poker game, and they had to take...
Rolling. All right. You're rolling, Ed.
I'm rolling.
Where are the... number three, from the Bible, where was Paul at the end of the book of Acts?
Good question.
Where was he? All right, back to the phone.
All right, we go to Indiana, and Florence is on the line. Florence, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Hi, gang.
Gang.
Hey, how are you, Florence?
We're a gang.
Yeah, hail. The gang's all here.
Yeah. Florence.
I wanted to answer JJ's Bible question, but someone else did, and now the second one. I don't know.
Florence, where do you live in Indiana? Where do you listen to us?
Logansport.
Okay.
It's north and east of Lafayette.
Gotcha. Which question do you want to answer?
Well, I don't know now.
Well, do you know where Paul was in the Bible when he at the end of the book of Acts?
Not sure.
Okay, you know what a group of butterflies is called?
No.
You know what a group of Hoosiers is called?
Do you know?
Do you have a question for us?
Yeah.
Okay, we'll go ahead and ask that.
I'll ask you. You know, a goose is called a mother goose. Well, what's a gander and an offspring called?
Cooked.
I give the one. All right. What's a group and an offspring called?
A group of offspring of a goose and a gander. Is that right?
Is that the question?
What is the offspring and the group called?
Oh, the offspring and the group of geese. Mm-hmm. You're talking about a group. All right, so hang on a second. Don't say yes or no. We're going to talk amongst ourselves. Now, is it a gaggle of geese? Is that what a group
Maybe.
Of geese?
Is it a gosling? That's right, Ed. Gosling or something like that?
And I think a gosling baby? Is a...
Did we get Ed's part? Did he answer that one right?
Is it a gaggle?
A gaggle of geese.
Okay, now the
other
question...
Is it like a gosling or something like that?
I think you're right, JJ.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a gosling.
Gosling.
All right. Wow.
Gosling. Good.
Yeah. Good. I'm just gosling. Going off the menu. I'm just kind of remembering what I've ordered in the past. Oh, I'm sorry. I shouldn't have said that out loud.
Oh, me.
Hey, because right. Nothing's better than a gosling sandwich.
Hey,
I mean, you
thank
know, a little
you.
Tartar sauce.
thank you.
Y'all are weirding me out here. I'm just kidding. This is some food. This
I'm
wrong
just kidding,
food,
young people.
Ideas.
Hey, Florence, thank you so much for listening to AFR. Have a great weekend.
Mm-hmm. All right. Next.
Okay. Sorry to weird you out.
We're close to lunch here, and y'all talking about eating baby geese or something on a sandwich.
All right. Mississippi.
As I say, I'm famous for saying... That's just wrong, right?
It is.
I didn't
my
come
wife,
up with
my
that.
My wife's listening. She's probably going to rebuke me.
Not just,
she's all the time saving
an animal.
Animals. And,
yeah, and so. you're wanting to eat them.
All right, we go to Mississippi, and Miss Ruth is on the line. Miss Ruth, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Good morning, Learned Brothers.
Good morning. Who are we talking to?
Miss Ruth.
Miss Ruth from where you live? Where do you listen? Where do you listen to us in Mississippi?
I'm in Pontotoc, but okay. You know, I'm a member of the family. Y'all are my brothers, yeah. Whether you want to be or not.
Well, you're right down the road from us.
That's right. That's right.
That's right. Y'all right. Know y'all have always been. Y'all been my family for many years now. Actually, I got a joke about the picture real quick. And this is, excuse me, Democrats, close your ears, but he must have been Democrat.
Who's that?
Oh,
that?
The pitcher that went running into the dugout.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. A little bit of anger going
he
on
was,
there.
Yeah, he was nuts.
Something triggered him. Isn't that the word they use?
Yeah, triggered.
Days? Hey, Ruth, you want to ask, answer, or do both?
Well, I was going to ask. I've got two, but I think I've chosen the one I want to ask.
All right.
I was going to answer the one about Colorado. The capital.
Okay. Well, what is the state capital of Colorado?
Aspen?
No. Great place to go skiing, but that is not the capital of Colorado.
Okay.
What's your question?
You get three choices? Three
no,
guesses?
just one. The one.
Okay. Yeah. You made it easy for the next person, Ruth. Hey, what's your question for us?
I think I did. I was going to say it first. Anyway, well, JJ will appreciate this since he's a gardener. I don't know if you are, Tim, or all y'all are, but anyway, what is a staple that is in your cupboard that you can use as a weed killer? I didn't know this until this year.
A staple
I know
that's
if
in
you,
our...
If you use Roundup and you got some kind of issue, you can sue them.
No, yes. It's not a chemical. It's a staple TV. You can find in your cupboard. That
Ruth, here's the deal. It's a flamethrower. I bought it at the Army-Navy store. They had a lot of auxiliary leftover stuff from NOM. And you take that flamethrower, as long as it's not a windy day, you can go out there and pretty much take care of all your weeds.
and anything else. Anything else that's in range.
You know.
Well, what's
what's the answer?
What's the answer?
Oh, y'all, come on, guess.
All right, I will. Okay, I think I do. Okay, I'm gonna guess Epsom salt.
Well, you're kind of close.
Salt.
But
she's going to say.
We use a lot, especially us Southerners, with peas and
vinegar.
Louisiana hot sauce.
Vinegar.
It's cornmeal.
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 Know that.
Cornmeal kills weeds. Yeah. That's interesting.
The downside. The downside is
you're pulling
it attracts rats.
Does it really?
I don't know. If you start throwing cornmeal out.
Yeah. Well, at least you got the wheat peel. And, hey, I love Sayla, and I love caramel popcorn.
There you go.
All right. Thank you, Ruth. You have a wonderful weekend.
Appreciate it. You're listening to
cumin. Did you say cumin under popcorn?
Huh?
Well, maybe.
What on your popcorn?
Cumin. Not a spice. I guess it's a spice. It's something you put in food. We were talking about that when we were talking about sassafras leaves.
There are some things I hear, and I just don't know. Should I be embarrassed to admit I've never heard of it?
You never heard of cumin?
I've never heard
of it. It's supposed to be good for you, too.
Like thyme.
Yeah, that's one of those
cumin
kind of,
and basil.
If you get one of those things with
herb garden.
Yes, if I can say some kind of herb. That's it. It's some kind of herb.
Okay.
Just don't say herb, because then you'll really, when I've done that, you know, I've shown right. Showed
back
my
to
ignorance.
The phones.
All right. We're going to go to Kansas Brady.
For all I know, it's cumin, Kansas.
Tom Brady is on the line with us. No, Brady is on the line with us from Kansas. Welcome to the program, Brady.
Hi.
Hey, how are you doing?
Good.
All right. Brady, do you want to ask, answer, or do both?
Do both.
All right, which question do you want to answer, Brady?
The asparagus one.
All right, Brady, here's the question. What three colors does asparagus come in?
White, purple, and green.
You're right.
Wow, good.
White, purple, and what, green?
Yeah, green, white, and purple.
I've never seen purple asparagus, huh?
I think I've seen purple, and of course we've all seen green. But it's the answer is green, white, and purple. That's news to me.
I ate some gray asparagus once, but I think that's because it had just gone. made me sick for a week, Brady.
Brady, do you have you eaten anything but green? Or do you even eat asparagus?
I eat asparagus.
Yeah, okay.
All right. Brady's just 8 years old, so I wanted to let our listeners know. Brady, what's your question for us?
What colors are all French fries?
French fries?
Mm-hmm. The potatoes are white before they're fried. If you're talking about
this, might be a trick question, a riddle.
Yeah,
but I don't know the punchline.
Potatoes,
red and yellow, black and white. They are delicious in our sight, or something. I don't know.
All right, we don't know, Brady. What's the answer?
Red, orange, white, purple, and green.
Wait, French fries?
Okay.
Zucchini fries.
Sweet potato fries?
Oh, different kinds of fries.
Yeah, we go.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Sweet potato fries, zucchini fries.
Orange, green.
There you go.
Gosling fries.
All right, Brady. Thank you for that. Yeah. You have a great weekend, and thank you and your family for listening to AFR.
You're welcome. Bye.
Bye, brother. I don't need any more thoughts of little ducklings as food, Ed.
Okay.
I mean, I love you, brother.
I won't ruin your weekend.
That's just a little much.
Tim's going to sit up, bolt upright in bed in the middle of the night, having nightmares.
Yeah, about an hour before lunch here, and I'm not going to be able to eat anything but a veggie sandwich. And I'm not a vegetarian. All right.
Should we go back to the phones?
I think so.
Get our minds off.
Yeah.
You know.
I know. No. I know. No.
How about Virginia? And Amber is on the line. Amber, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Hi. Glad to finally get on the air with you guys.
We like that enthusiasm, yes. Amber. Thank you. Appreciate that.
Where do you live in Virginia, Amber?
The good old small northern neck town of Tappahannock.
Wonderful. Is that near Culpeper?
Kind of close, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of in the Culpeper, Fredericksburg kind of area, yeah.
Gotcha.
So, Amber, you have a big weekend planned? Or are you going to get to sleep in tomorrow and wash a few loads of clothes?
I finally got the next 6 days off. Going to catch up on some sleep.
Absolutely. Amen. Hey, thank you for what you do as a nurse. And we do hope that
absolutely.
Hope that you and yours
wouldn't have it any other way. I love what I do.
Wow, that is a that has to be a rewarding occupation. Well, listen, you want to ask, answer, or do both?
Absolutely. Both.
Which one you want to answer?
Okay, the Parker and Barrow question.
Here's the question: which notorious U.S. robbers had the surnames Parker and Barrow?
The infamous lovers, Bonnie and Clyde.
That's right. All right. Bonnie and Clyde.
Bonnie and Clyde. When did they live? When was their heyday?
Somewhere in the Midwest. I think Kansas or Missouri.
Well, they did they live in the 30s, 40s? What decade? Do you know?
20s, late 20s, early
30s. Oh, okay. So Clyde Barrow and Bonnie Parker.
Didn't they end with, it ended bad for them.
It ended badly.
They were shot up in an ambush by federal officers.
They ambushed them and shot them up.
Yep.
Where in Texas or Kansas or where?
I don't remember.
Where was it?
I saw the movie years
Kansas,
ago.
Kansas, Missouri area, somewhere in the Midwest.
I saw a little documentary or something recently on it, and you start watching it, sort of pulls you in. They were, you know, they were, unfortunately, they were like urban legend and cult pop heroes.
Yeah.
And people would cheer, and they'd come into town, and they had a mob of people.
Yeah, so was Dillinger.
But they were
Dillinger, because back in the day, Dillinger. People were so broke. It was around, you know,
the Depression.
It was around
Depression.
That infamous, you know, Depression time. And so, you know, anyone that fought the banks, everyone thought of as folk heroes.
Yeah.
But then not only were they robbing banks, they were shooting a lot of guards, killing guards and things. And
You know, they were absolutely. They were wicked. It was horrible.
Yeah.
What's your question for us?
All right. Well, of course, I'm a nurse, so I have to go with a science medical question. But
phalanges.
I'll try and make it easy.
Oh, sorry. I'm just getting ahead of myself. Go ahead.
All right. When you're talking about the bones of the body, what is the heel called? What is the scientific name for the heel bone?
All right, you got more bones in your foot than you do anywhere in your body. I want to start with that to show that I have at least a good reference for my guessing.
The heel bone.
Okay.
Now, it's
are we
connected.
Are going to have some kind of Achilles? Is there going to be something tied to that?
Achilles is the tendon.
Right. On the back, above your heel.
Right.
Yes. It attaches the heel to the fibula, the back of the small lower leg bone.
Sing the song, Amber. Get the song started. And at some point, I can jump in there and say the heel bone.
The next bone connected to the five bone.
She's a good sport.
I tell you what, you go into a doctor's office and the nurse is doing that. You might want to find you a different doctor.
No.
No, you just say, man,
fun,
that Obamacare and my HMO, look what they've paired me with.
Oh, don't start me on that.
Hey, Amber, I don't think we know. Hey, I'm going to say gore, something to do with gore. G-O-R-E.
Gore?
Yeah.
No. Okay, you guys ready?
We're ready. Yeah.
The calcaneus.
The who?
Calcaneus.
Taltanius.
Calcaneus.
He was a Roman emperor, wasn't he? Taltanius?
It's an electric car.
It's a Latin name. Yeah. The calcaneus.
Calcaneus. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
That is the heel bone.
I think it's a fruit.
We learned something
today.
If
I call
today.
Someone, if I say, man, that dude's a real calcaneus, everyone's going to know I'm calling him a heel.
Calling him a heel. No, you can do it in code. You can teach that.
Calcaneus better than barbarian, right?
That's it. Amber, you made our day with your joy, and thank you again for what you do to help others, and you have a great weekend.
All right, we got more Learning University coming your way in 5 minutes.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast may not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.